Now our next speaker has probably spoken more often from this great platform than anyone else. That's because he's always been here whenever the British people have been standing up for peace and justice. There was a banner out there somewhere, I can't see it now, but perhaps I'll hold it up. Introducing the next speaker, I love Tony Benn.
Those young girls have just spoken speak for all of us, and they speak for future generations who will not get born. And what we should realise is the importance of the people who come to this demonstration. There are Jews and Muslims and Christians and Hindus. There are English and Scots and Welsh. There are Americans, there are Israelis, there are Indians, there are Iraqis, there are Iranians, there are Palestinians, there are women and men. We are in Trafalgar Square this afternoon. We are the United Nations. That's what we want to say. And nearly 60 years ago, when I was a young pilot coming back from the Middle East, I remember the Charter of the UN, which began with these words, "We the peoples of the United Nations, determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, which twice in our lifetime has caused untold suffering to humanity." That was the pledge my generation gave to those two young women, and we have to give it again to the generations as yet unborn. Now, of course, we were brought together by the war, the campaign against the war. The war has been a disaster for those who waged it and those who have been occupied. What has happened in Iraq is the armed robbery of Iraq. The Americans went in and stole the oil and are now trying to sell off all the other Iraqi companies and property to the multinational corporations. And I tell you who's more frightened than anyone else. It's President Bush, because there's going to be a regime change in America next year when the Americans realize what he has done. Now what we're about is very simple. We are the people of the world who want to run the world because we create the world's wealth. We do not want it run by dictators who dominate. We don't want it run by presidents and prime ministers with weapons of mass destruction. We don't want it run by multinational companies. We don't want it run by religious leaders who sometimes tell us God wants us to kill each other, because that is not what any of the great religions of the world are about. And I just finished by saying this. A lot of journalists come up and say, what's the point? Well, I tell you what the point is. First time I came here was nearly 50 years ago, standing on this platform when Sir Anthony Eden launched the war against Egypt, the Suez War. And a few months later, Eden was out on his ear, and we had a new prime minister. I was here in 1964, and I remember it very well. I'm in support of a very well-known terrorist. And next time I met him, he had a Nobel Peace Prize and was president of South Africa. That's where the anti-apartheid movement. And then we came here for the poll tax. We came here on every demonstration. Trafalgar Square is the real parliament of this country. And we must see to it that our voices are heard. Good luck. Thank you very much for asking.